Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm, Creamer Law Business Law, CreamerLaw.com, and Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. With us, as he is each and every Friday, from City View, Jeff Pitts. Ladies and gentlemen, he's got stuff going on in the metro this weekend and into next week. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going, Michael?
Ah, man, it's going, you know. It's Friday. Only two more working days till Monday.
Amen.
Oh, man.
Well, this is a good weekend. Lots of fun stuff.
Oh, it's what is it?
It's St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Friday. And the NCAA tournament. It's like...
Drop the mic, man. We don't even have to say another thing, do we?
That's right.
Wow. Yeah.
St. They don't need help from us this weekend, but we do have some fun things to do. Through Sunday the 19th, it's Jersey Boys, the Tony Grammy and Olivier Award winning Best Musical.
You know, I have had people tell me that the movie sucked, but that the play, that the musical, yeah, is really dynamite.
I've heard that same thing. Yep. Yeah. Just a good show. Story of the Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, Frankie Valli.
Cool.
Yep.
That's all weekend long.
That's all week, 17th through the 19th.
Got it.
Yep. All right. Saturday, March 18th, Paint Marilyn Monroe. You can do that at the Palak Studio and Art Gallery.
Paint Marilyn Monroe?
Yeah, they're putting on instructionals on how to paint. They say in a few hours they can teach you how to paint a decent picture, even with no art skills. And
really?
Everyone's going to be painting the same picture. They kind of they pre-draw it, and it's going to be Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, very nice. You know, I flunked paper cutting when I was in kindergarten.
Really?
Could not do the straight line thing, no.
Wow. That's actually impressive.
Well, Mrs. Grandholm didn't think so.
Well, look at you now.
Yeah, right. Still can't cut a straight line.
So that's at the Palak Studio and Gallery down in the East Village.
Got it.
Okay. Also tomorrow, Hair of the Dog Day.
This is Saturday, Hair of the Dog Day.
At Mickey's Irish Pub in Waukee. Oh. Mickey's is teaming up with Heinz 57 Rescue Shelter to help raise money for a larger facility for the shelter. There'll be adoptables and puppies.
Aw.
Yeah. For viewing and to adopt. There'll also be music by DJ, silent auction, raffle, prizes a little bit. Yep. It's going to be good. That's in Waukee.
Got it. Mickey's.
Yeah.
Hair of the Dog. I imagine by Saturday morning there's going to be a little of that.
There's going to be a little of that.
Friday night for, oh boy, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, now listen up, Michael.
Yeah, here it is.
The bell tolls for thee.
What?
The pro wrestling bell, that is. It'll ring at 7 p.m. Saturday, that's tomorrow, downtown at the Forte Banquet Conference Center. There's going to be Impact Pro Wrestling. It's kind of a lower, like a minor league wrestling system.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's at 615 3rd Street.
Right.
Yeah.
Right by Buzzard Billy's.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's going to be a 20-man... Falls Count Anywhere Ladder Royale.
Whoa.
Right. I can't wait.
Yeah. Yeah.
They say it's the best wrestling action in the Midwest.
Get
pro
your
wrestling.
Spandex on. Go down there and check it out.
Ooh. You better believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Also Saturday, what do you get when you mix
kids
with power tools?
Ooh, kids and power tools. An emergency room visit, right?
Let's hope not. No, no word if they'll actually be power tools or not. But this is kids' carpentry classes. Kids build weekend workshop. Carpenters training. So for kids, nice. Parents come along. There'll also be people there to work with them. That's at 2160 East Douglas Avenue in Des Moines.
Hmm.
From 10 to noon. And that's free.
And where is this at?
The building that used to be a Kmart, but now's the
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's 2160 East Douglas Avenue.
Got it. Okay. Yep. I know exactly where it is.
Okay. Yep. Then starting today and going through the weekend at the fairgrounds, Just Between Friends, Des Moines sales event, spring sales event, slightly used children's
more
gear.
Fleas?
More fleas. No, not a flea market.
Okay.
But yeah, secondhand clothes for kids, toys, all that kind of thing. It's going to be a big deal.
Got it.
That's at the fairgrounds. All weekend, it's free to get in. Sunday, A sound inspired by Joni Mitchell, Emmylou Harris, and Angel Olsen, among others. That's the sound of Elizabeth Moen. She's a small-town girl from Vinton, Iowa.
All right, Vinton.
Resides in Iowa City. She's coming through town, and she's bringing her unique sound.
That's an amalgamation of all of those superstars.
That's right.
I got it.
She'll be at the Des Moines Social Club, The Basement, along with Waldemar and Bear Witness. That's on Sunday.
Bear Witness.
Sunday, March 19th. Yeah.
I could get risque.
Let's hope not. Yes. Price is $7, all ages. Hold on to your socks. It's time to talk romance.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
That's the topic of best-selling author Eloisa James. She's coming to the Des Moines Public Library as part of the Avid Speaker Series. She's written 27 romance novels, believe it or not.
Wow.
That's 27 more romance novels than I've written.
I have to confess, I've never read a romance novel.
I haven't either.
Yeah. Well, okay. But it should be interesting. It's going to be at the Central Library?
That's right. Okay. The Downtown Public Library from 7 to 8.
On what day?
It's free and it's public. Tuesday, March 21st.
Tuesday, okay. Yep. So this is next week.
That's right.
Wow. Yep. All right. Something to do on Tuesday.
Amen. Also on Tuesday, in Valley Junction at the Inspired Grounds, it's Death Cafe.
Death Cafe?
That's right. It's where people eat cake and discuss death. It's not like a... That's what? Right. This is a real thing. The aim is to increase awareness of death to help people make the most of their finite lives. During the Death Cafe, people gather in a safe, relaxed setting to discuss death and kind of, you know, work through it, celebrate life, enjoy food and time together.
You know, I have heard that people fear public speaking more than they do death.
Yeah.
So we should start a public speaking, you know, support group.
I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm actually in one of those.
Oh, there you
go. No, I'm not. But yeah, that'd be a good thing. Yeah, that's at Inspire Grounds in Valley Junction, 117 5th Street in West Des Moines from 6 to 7:30 on Tuesday. Yeah, and it's free.
I would hope so.
Yep. So that's the weekend.
You got it?
Yep.
Wow. So we got something going Friday and Saturday and Sunday and Tuesday.
Yep.
All kinds of things happening in the greater Des Moines metro.
Yep.
Jeff Bitts, ladies and gentlemen, he is from City View. Who knows better what's going on in the city than City View. Thanks for doing this, man.
You
appreciate
bet.
It.
Thanks for having me.
We had some great compliments about you, by the way.
Really? Yeah. I find that hard to believe.
No, honest. I heard several people say, wow, we really like that Jeff Pitts guy. I said, well, wait till you meet him.
Exactly.
It could all turn south. All right. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
All right. Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, he is from City View. Who knows better about what's going on in the metro than our friends at City View? We got to scoot on out of here. The weekend is nigh. Happy St. Patrick's Day, by the way, again. Hopefully that you are having a wonderful time. Be safe out there all evening long, would you? For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, we were talking about the restaurant of the week. That was Marla's Sevastopol Station. That was kind of fun. And then, of course, Jeff Pitts with City View. For everybody that puts the News Hour together, our producer this evening, as he is each and every evening, is Tyler Hackenmiller. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. And, of course, the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our good friend James Goodlett, especially for the Business News Hour. We will be back, God willing, at 5:05 on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend. Again, be careful. It is St. Patrick's Day night. Ouch. Careful. Just be careful. Be safe, be well, be careful, and most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.